idea what sort of percentage of farmers in Somerset would keep sheep here?
Oh, I wouldn't know, do you know? I mean, they're kept in the most extraordinary places. I mean, you see them out in the middle of Sedgemoor now, which, I mean, 15, 20 years ago, you wouldn't see a sheep in the middle of Sedgemoor.
Yes, I mean, that's something we've noticed.
Yeah, they're everywhere. They literally are everywhere. I mean, everybody's got a few in their back garden. Whereas at one time, you know, it was just, they were just really kept on the higher ground, and they were kept, particularly in this sort of area, on roots.
Why can't they keep them on the low ground now? Is that to do with drainage?
I suppose so. And when they, you know, the beef cattle aren't paying very well, and the dairy farmers have had to cut back their cows, so they're all running a few more sheep. I mean, everybody's got a few sheep around the place now, doesn't matter where you live. And that's why I think probably, you know, we're getting these tremendous classes at Bath and West, you know, because there are a lot of them, are, and particularly the smaller breeds are hobby farming.
You know, yes, I mean, that's developed, hasn't it?
It has.
People are having special, the older breeds.
Yeah, yeah. I think we used to show at the Devon County, we used to show everywhere, we were showing at the Devon Counties. I had a chap took on for my head shepherd, a young lad, he's left us now. But I think the last time we showed at Devon Counties was about, 4 years ago. He came back and told me he and one other shepherd were the only two full-time shepherds actually exhibiting at Devon Counties. All the rest were either sort of, you know, occupied farmers, you know, farmers sort of part-timing or that sort of thing. They just weren't employing full-time shepherds.
Talk about your shepherd.
Old Bill?
Yes. Did he start life as a shepherd?
No, he didn't actually. No, he was his family always worked for the farm, you know, way back. I mean, I've got photographs of his grandfather working on the farm, and he was always keen on the sheep. He always mucked about with the sheep. We didn't have a pedigree flock, you know, way back through the war. And he and I started this, and he just went on from, you know, strength to strength. I've got a lot of photographs in there, actually, of him. And he won all the major championships. Won Smithfield and Carpus competitions and everything. You know, just went from strength to strength. And we used it as our shop window, really, to sell all these rams. And that's how it all happened. Now we're back to about 30 Dorsets. The boys, I've got two boys farming on the farm, haven't we? And they say, you know, we better keep a few Dorsets for the old time's sake, just keep father happy. And that's how it's going on. We've got about 30 of them now, actually. And we've got about 300 crossbreds, which we cross with, although they're not even using Dorsets now, actually. They're using Texels, which is a continental breed, because they're producing leaner lambs.